Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise.
Not a huge fan. Recognize a lot of you are. Jimmy Buffett is not my favorite artist on the history of the planet.
Nor is he mine, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice for the audience.
You got to fall on the sword.
Yep. And they love him. Mm-hmm. You know, you got all those parrot heads out there, and they love Jimmy Buffett. Not a big fan, but every once in a while, you just got to give it up for the audience. Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody. Will Starrett, Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. We got the whole band here. We had a loss in our musical family today.
Boy, did we.
And I would argue a big one.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to single life. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a runner said.
Old Eddie Money died today.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe he was 70
years old. 70 years old, yeah. I'm going to play. Can I play my favorite song by him? And you guys are just going to be like, no way.
Okay.
I think I know which one it is. Didn't you say you actually have it on your phone?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Because your phone, I mean, that's a pretty elite playlist when it comes to you. I mean, for some people, they put every song they've ever listened to one time on their phone. You are not one of those people.
No.
You whittle it down pretty hard.
Yeah, it's got to be a pretty damn good song to get into my phone.
Yeah.
This is my favorite, as soon as a stupid video plays.
Oh, you got to get through the ad?
Boy, this is going to be some payoff.
Side note, whenever you see those ads on YouTube and it gives you the option to skip ad,
yeah.
Who's the person who doesn't? Like, who sits
only,
there and goes,
yeah,
you know?
If you get distracted to the point that you're like, oh, whoops.
Who's like, I want to
well,
see where
you
the...
you really don't have that much of a attention span.
I want to see the plot line on this ad. I'm going to hang out for the rest of it.
Here's my
Let's see where this goes.
Here's my favorite Eddie Money.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Things will never be the same.
And I liked him, man.
Yeah.
Here's what makes me so mad.
That was a great cover. What?
It was a cover?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was originally done by a band called Billy Satellite.
Oh, okay. Here's what makes me so mad. I never got to see, and I've seen hundreds of shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Eddie Money in concert. Give it to me right now. I think we did this last week. The show you've never seen, you want to see.
Oh, geez. And they're no longer with us?
They have to be here, right?
They have to be alive. You have
oh,
to
they
actually,
do have to be
you
alive.
Have to actually,
okay.
Yeah, because otherwise mine would be Thin Lizzy with Phil Lynott.
Right, yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
I mean, what hologram show would you go to? That's a different one.
Still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen them yet.
But
you
got
to see them before they die.
Madonna, if she played the hits.
She doesn't do that.
I know.
ZZ Top.
Ooh, they were just in town
I know
last
they were,
week.
But I was gone. I was out of town.
Oh.
It was over Labor Day weekend, and I was on the lake, so I missed that.
All right. Mine's going to surprise you, by the way. Go ahead, Dana. The band you've never seen live, you want to see them live, you've got to see them.
And Madonna doesn't count.
Alive. Madonna doesn't count because she does not play any of her hits, and when she does play her hits, she doesn't play them in the normal way.
I had friends who went to that concert, and they were furious. I mean, spent $300 or whatever to go see Madonna. I think it was at the Sprint Center, and I think Like a Virgin and all the 80s hits were in a medley. I'm good. I don't.
You've seen them all.
Yeah, I don't. The ones that I've sadly missed, it's too late.
Okay.
I never saw Johnny Cash. I never saw Prince. It's too late.
I never saw Waylon Jennings. Oh, my God. How did I not go see him? Nobody.
No.
There's nobody that, like.
I mean, I would go see
Barry
Gibb. I would go see, like, Bruno Mars. Nobody that I'm just like, you know, I've got to go do this right now. No.
Mine is weird.
Okay.
I am dying to see this band.
What?
Yeah.
For that song?
No.
No.
Oh,
no, no.
Okay.
No. I want to see Hunting High and Low, The Sun Always Shines on TV.
I got nothing.
Wide array of the AHA CD catalog.
Dana, the thing of it is, AHA is one of those acts that had basically 1.5 hits here. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Europe, they were huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they have a Fleetwood Mac style catalog
in Europe.
Yeah, it's insane.
And when I was going to high school, they were huge.
Yeah.
And I never got to see them.
I just looked.
I want to see AHA.
They have 10 albums so far. Mm-hmm. And
I have about 8.
And an 11th is coming in 2020.
Can't wait to buy it.
Okay.
I am an AHA fan.
Okay.
And I can't wait to see AHA in concert.
Okay.
That's my band.
You stand alone on that one.
Okay.
Oh, happy Friday.
You want to talk about these lanyards we got to start wearing around
here? I don't.
Okay.
I'm good with that, actually. I have one grievance as it pertains to my lanyard. I know it's not 5 o'clock. I'll come up with something different for that. But, you know, yours, Scott, it has your mugshot on it.
It looks like a mugshot.
Yeah.
Your work badge actually looks like a mugshot.
And, yes, I think everybody's does.
I look like I've just been arrested.
But yours has on it, across the top, it says the company name, Entercom Kansas City, mm-hmm. has your photo,
mm-hmm.
the logo's at the bottom, and your name, it says Scott Parks.
That's my name.
Right, I understand. Dana, yours says Dana Wright. Mine does not say Will Starrett. It says William Starrett.
Oh! Ooh.
I only get called William
by your mother.
When I am in trouble.
What's your middle name?
Turner.
Family name? Was that her maiden name?
No, that was... It goes up a little ways, but
William
it's a
Turner
great-grandfather.
Starrett.
Yeah.
So would she yell at you using all three?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, mine was
William
always...
Turner Starrett.
Uh-huh.
Mine was always Dana Leanne. Dana Leanne.
Until you changed it.
And then I killed Leanne, and Leanne's dead and is not coming back.
Has she called you Dana Leanne since?
Nope. Well, she doesn't yell at me anymore either because I'm 45.
No, there would still be that moment, though, where you do something.
What are you talking about? Your mother has never criticized you in your adulthood?
If I say something inappropriate, she'll go, Dana. Dana Leanne was reserved for, like, when you're 7 years old and you know you're in trouble when your mom calls in that tone.
Oh, do you want to hear? I can't believe I'm telling this story. I'm a 48-year-old man, okay? My mom, and God bless St. Margaret of Shawnee, but I think St. Margaret knows that the clock is ticking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So 2 years ago, she took us to Turks and Caicos, right? The other day, she sent out a blast text on where we're going next year because she loves doing these little family vacations all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So we're going to Jamaica.
Good.
All right. Next summer, we're going to Jamaica in June. All
right. Right. Yeah.
Which is great. And I love her for it and spending my inheritance, and it's great. But anyway,
she's not spending it, she's investing it.
Right.
Investment in memories.
Right. And she calls me the other day, and she goes, hey, I just want to make sure that you know, because you and Kelly are not married, you will not be sleeping in the same room.
Are you kidding me?
That's what she pulled in Turks.
That's right. She did. I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And so I have to sleep in.
Come on.
I'm a 48-year-old man. On this trip, I will turn 49. I love my mother.
Now, if you were in college, I understand those house rules.
I'm a 48-year-old man. My mother, last Wednesday, when I was going through that pleurisy crap, drove me to Kelly's house to spend the night. I spent the night at Kelly's house last night.
But not on her dime, you're not.
But when we go, and God love her, these are her rules, so I got to follow them. But I'm a 48-year-old man.
When is this again?
Next summer. Okay. Next June. My mom called me on the phone yesterday, and she said, my money, my rules.
Now, what if you two were engaged? You haven't actually made it official yet, but there's a ring on her finger. Would that change it?
You know what? Maybe we're going to find out.
All right. Oh. Do you think it would?
Do you think it would?
Maybe we're going to find out.
Maybe you should find out. Maybe you should.
Maybe we'll find out.
Okay. We'll see.
I feel like there's
I hate you guys. I literally...
Why?
No,
because you're burning my surprises.
I'm not burning
your surprises at all. I'm genuinely asking. You know your mother better than anyone
He's
else
asking,
in this room.
Does it matter to her? And I'm going to go out
I'm
on a limb
say
and
no.
say no.
I'm
going to
say no.
Okay. No, she is a by-the-book kind of woman.
You better have that thing ordained by God himself.
Yeah.
Or no in the
she
same
bed.
She
is a by-the-book kind of woman.
That's all in the world, I would say.
But Will and Dana, here's the crazy thing. I mean, if we were to sleep in the same bed, her son would be in the bed next to us. Do you really think?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, come on.
I mean, we're not, it's not going to be like.
You're not like Anthony Weiner.
Hey, babe.
Right. Totally.
I know it's like 4 o'clock. And I know your son's like right over there. But I got to get some.
I mean, that's not going to happen. No, stop it.
Oh,
Dana doesn't like that. Remember?
Is that forbidden entirely?
No, yeah. just.
I thought we had just...
Just temporarily.
I thought we'd overdone it that week. Sorry.
Well, that's going to be the argument I'm going to make to my mom. I mean, mom, seriously.
Well, but somebody has a good question with your own children. You know, at what age do you just kind of go, whatever?
Like if Sarah was bringing her boyfriend on this trip?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Or home for the weekend from college.
No, I have extra bedrooms.
Oh,
and
good
he can.
Lord.
What would you do if Jack brought a girlfriend home?
I am a very realistic individual. And Joe and I lived together under my parents' roof for a year before before we went out on our own and got a house. Right before the wedding. We were engaged. So I am not all uptight about... I am more European in that regard. I'm just not uptight about
that stuff.
You're
more aha than you are Eddie Money.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we had that conversation yesterday. I was like, come on, man. I'm 48 years old.
Nope. Her bank account, her rules.
Yep.
That's what she said.
My way or the highway.
She goes, my money, my trip. You're sleeping with the girls. And you and Kelly are not sleeping in the same room.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, Mags.
All right.
All right, Mags. Whatever. Whatever you say, kid.
I've got two tickets to paradise. Would you pack your bags with me tonight? I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got
two. A lot of people are asking Scott to just give away a little secret. I did not.
Can I just real quick give my theory on that whole thing? I think in any healthy relationship, the fact that someone does pop the question is not a surprise. The surprise is in when and where.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with
that. If the relationship is healthy, that discussion has happened long before the popping of the question takes place.
Can I ask you a question, Will?
Yeah, sure.
Not to pry too much.
Sure.
And you and Julie are relatively new into this relationship.
We are.
Has it gotten to that stage where you've talked about it?
Not as it pertains to us.
Okay.
But, I mean, we've had discussions about, you know, what constitutes healthy relationships and things of that sort.
Have you talked about, like, spending the rest of your lives together? Okay. All right. He wants out. I understand. It's still young.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Can we not be awkward on a Friday?
When you and Chris got engaged.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was coming.
How did it come about?
He started to give me the spiel, and I go, yes, let me see it.
By the way, I want to congratulate you. You and Chris celebrated, I believe,
our engagement anniversary.
Engagement anniversary, which I think is interesting.
He took...
And I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah,
I think it's
interesting. He took the day off work, which he never does, and took me back to the restaurant where he proposed.
Which
and
was?
We had Le Fou Frog down in the River Market.
Le Fou Frog.
And we had a lovely dinner, and I was absolutely surprised by it. In fact, I had to move some things around. I was like, wait, you took the day off?
But like when he proposed to you, like you jumped on top. You were like, yes.
Yeah, I knew generally it was coming. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a chance I'm going to get a no.
You kind of want to be sure. Which is why every time there's a ballpark proposal and the woman kind of has that look like, oh, God. You know.
That's another thing. Never, ever, ever, ever propose in public.
No.
Or
ever.
On the air.
Oh, no. Never on the air.
God.
Ever, ever.
Wait.
I just love you. And I want to share the rest of my life with you. There is nothing more awkward or cringeworthy
than the on-air news proposal.
Than the on-air two-box proposal.
Hang on.
Anyone thinking about doing it? Don't do it. It's like, oh my God, I had no idea. Now let's check the weather.
And a very close second to that is on the Jumbotron.
Oh, man.
No, do not do that ever.
You know, I covered one in Topeka many years ago. I wasn't there to cover the proposal. It just happened at the Monster Truck Show.
Right now.
The rest of the WZDX news team walked off the set, and Jillian Pavlika's boyfriend walked on. He had sabotaged the teleprompter.
I can't picture a day in my life waking up with you by my side.
Okay,
all right. Vince Ramos dropped down on one knee.
Will you marry me?
Yeah. Thank you.
Why does this drive you so crazy?
It drives me crazy.
Oh, my
crazy.
God. The look on your face.
They're snotting and crying and, you know, now back to the homicide we covered last night. It's just...
You made some cute but funny little noises.
I told you.
That's embarrassing.
And now the backstory, the doctored teleprompter. Okay. The truth finally dawned on
you. That drives you crazy. Why?
Just don't feel like a news studio is the place for that. I remember saying to Chris, don't you dare. And
he
was
like, do it on the air.
He's like, I would never do that.
I know a couple who actually did that on the air.
How'd it go?
They had to, basically, the TV station made them sign all sorts of stuff guaranteeing a yes ahead of time.
Oh,
and if not,
really?
Yes. If not, they were going to be charged a hefty amount.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes.
So
check
well.
Yes or no.
Help us out. By the way, George Strait coming to town this year. Help us out on the Felicity Huffman. It's just coming in right now. What we were able to garner from MSNBC just now, we believe, and this is subject to correction, 14 days in jail, $250,000 fine.
$30,000
fine. 250 hours of community service. Sorry. Thank you. So... 14 days in jail.
Which there's some question. The MSNBC guy is struggling to get through the court documents right now.
Well, he's
there's,
reading it off a transcript.
Yeah, there's always
that's
that
always hard.
Awkward moment where they're trying to figure out. It looks like.
Get it right. Don't get it first, man.
It looks like 14 days.
The 14 days part is definitely correct because I'm seeing that in too many places for it not to be.
Okay.
The community service is the, I think, kind of the
Which,
part
by the way,
still
I think she's already done. I think she already did 250 hours, but that not here nor there.
I mean, people are mad on Twitter.
Why?
People are mad online always.
Yeah. I know.
Have you been on Twitter lately?
These
people are mean.
So
looks like 250 hours community service, $30,000 fine.
The U.S. Attorney's Office of Massachusetts tweeting out 14 days in jail.
From Twitter, well, I think we can all agree that there's no such thing as privilege, eye roll.
What are you going to give her? She didn't hurt anybody. There's
no outcome here that would have satisfied really anyone.
No.
It was so outrageous. There's no outcome here that everyone would have said, oh, that sounds about right. You can't put her away for a year. That doesn't seem right, but I will say 14 days seems a little on the low end.
Well, but can I make a quick point, if I may? Isn't it a little bit hypocritical for those of you, and I'm among you, by the way, who say, well, people who do, like, marijuana possession haven't hurt anybody. Why are we even putting them in jail? Let's be honest.
Well, but with a low-end drug possession, you can argue that that's a victimless crime. You can.
You can argue this is pretty much a victimless
crime.
They
took a slot that belonged to somebody else.
Well, did they really? Because that slot just opened back up.
Well, there is very much, if you multiply the number of people who took this side door, and those are just the people we know about, not the people we don't know about. Yes, there are other college-age victims who might have had that slot who otherwise did not.
But you would agree, Dana, I think, this is by and large a victimless crime. I mean, nobody is physically or financially hurt. Oh, darn, you didn't get to go to Yale. You had to go to Harvard.
Scott, I don't think fraud at the highest level of higher education is victimless. I don't. I think it's dirty and awful.
I'm not saying it's not dirty. I'm just saying, where's the real victim? The super smart kid that had to pick another Ivy League school to go to? I mean, cut me a break.
Yeah.
Well, to use your own argument, whenever we were talking about people who draft dodge, therefore it falls to someone else. I think the same chain reaction could apply here. One person gets bumped out of that school, ends up somewhere else, and then it has a chain effect all the way down the line.
Then that person gets bumped out.
You're not comparing draft dodging to
I'm not comparing it. I'm saying though the same argument applies in that you said there's a chain reaction. If a guy dodges the draft. Sure. Someone else has to go in his place.
But that person runs the risk of losing their life.
I understand that, and I'm not comparing the two. What I am saying, though, is that that same concept, the chain reaction, the domino effect that you were talking about, applies with this here.
Okay, but so there is a, quote, victim.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, but we're talking, and this is where I'm going to struggle to draw a lot of people's sympathy, because I don't think I will. We're talking about rich kids. So the person that you're, and I'm just throwing this out for discussion purposes. Felicity Huffman gets her daughter's SAT scores changed, okay? Mm-hmm. Or increased, whatever.
Enhanced.
And thank you. She ends up in USC or Harvard or Yale. It's going to be very hard to find somebody who's going to be sympathetic or even empathetic with the person who might have actually been a, quote, victim, and I use that in air quotes, victim of this crime, because that person is also probably rich. I'm throwing it out for discussion. That person is probably rich and going to get into another elite school.
You're saying then fraud is okay as long as it only involves the wealthy and wealthy victims, and that's not okay either.
No, what I'm saying is I think it's going to be very hard to find people who are sympathetic to the, quote, victim of this crime, whomever that person may be, and we don't know who that person is, because they are rich and they are privileged.
Well, bear in mind, too, that whenever this whole thing came to light, one of the schools that was mentioned was the University of Texas at Austin, which is
actually very hard to get into.
Extremely hard to get into, but it's also not a place that is completely flooded with rich kids. It is certainly a difficult place to get into, but I would say this notion of it's all rich people involved, that's a little disingenuous.
Now, what school was Felicity Huffman's daughter trying to get into? Does anybody know?
I think it was USC.
I was thinking it was USC, but I'm not 100% on that. Okay. Let me look.
All right. Which is a quasi, if I'm not mistaken, public-private university.
Extremely hard to get into. Ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. 576-7798. 576-7798. John in Parkville. John, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The jail doesn't matter to me. That was, I'm not even sure why they put her in jail. Okay. The fine, I'm going to say the maximum by law or $300,000. That would be enough to pay for a couple of kids attending at least a top-tier state school for an entire undergrad cycle. Community service, a man year, 2080 hours. And one other thing that you just mentioned on the air, since I grew up in Los Angeles, SC is a private school. Yes, it takes federal funds, but it is private.
Okay.
It's not part of the UC system.
Okay. No, that is correct. It is not part of the University of California system. But and John, hang on, because there's a lot of wind in the background. And I'm just going to bring you back on for a quick answer. Is it not a quasi-public private university? That's what I've always heard.
No, sir. It is not. It is a private school.
Okay. All right, man. Do appreciate you calling in. Doug, Alan, the others, hang tight. Dana Wright, Will Starrett, Sam Stevie. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Doug.
Bad boys.
In Ottawa. Doug, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Afternoon. Love the show. Listen to it all the time.
It's yours. Thank you, man.
Guys make my day. Now, what I was getting at is the daughter, okay? You can't tell me she didn't know what her SAT scores were. And she went along with it. What are they doing to her? And to punish mama, you punish the daughter. And that would even make it worse.
Doug, I think some of the children in the scandal were aware and some of them were not. It is my understanding in the Huffman case, the daughter did not know. I believe in the Laughlin case, the daughter did. She's the one who posed for the photos pretending to be on the rowing team. Mm-hmm. There are other very clear cases where the kids knew.
I've met too many kids that don't know what their scores are. Whether they would be good enough to get him in there or not.
Doug, let me interrupt for just a second. The argument within the Huffman case was that she tried to inflate the scores before they were released.
Oh, okay.
With Lori Loughlin, it is assumed, or at least alleged, that her daughters knew what was going on. With Felicity Huffman, they did not, or she did not, to the extent where Felicity Huffman has even said the worst punishment she's actually received is when her daughter said, "Why did you not trust me? Why did you not believe in me?"
Well, that's cool. And she'll have to live with that the rest of her life.
Yes, she will.
But yeah, okay. But I agree with your other caller. She should be college.
Okay, all right, we're losing their partner.
And I don't know if it's ever been released, nor should it be, and I'm torn on that one. Whatever happened to the daughter? Did she go on to a different school? Did she? Because this...
Wouldn't be hard to find out.
If she did not truly know, you know, you're talking at the time about a 17, 18-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
It does break my heart that this is now attached to her for the rest of her life.
Something she presumably, as far as we know, had nothing to do with.
Yeah. And then she shows up at the new school and they go, "Oh, how'd you get into this school?" You know, that's going to follow her. And I think that's where when someone like Felicity Huffman breaks down and says, "There's nothing you can do to me that is worse than my daughter knowing I have done this."
Mm. Let's go to Alan in Kansas City. Alan, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm going to have to agree with you, Scott, which kind of scares me a little bit. But I think that we shouldn't look at the individuals trying to get into colleges just like a small-time individual that uses drugs. We should go after the drug dealer. And that would be these universities. The fact that these universities have two ways of making money. One, extort rich people so that they know they can get large investments and research projects and things like that. Or take poor kids who are good at sports and then use them in sports to get extra money to promote the university. Honestly, universities in this country really don't care about academics anymore because it doesn't make them money. And that's what the real issue is.
Alan, it's a great point, and I would like to just, if I can piggyback on your comments.
And then I'm going to disagree just briefly.
Oh, this did not happen at one school. So, Alan, if you said to me, this happened one time at one school with one dirty rowing coach, we could be like, okay, well, there was a problem at that school. Let's correct that problem. This happened at schools all over the country that weren't speaking to one another about it. Like, that shows you where the priorities are, that all of these different schools had someone on their staff that agreed to sidestep the rules. What does that say to you?
All right, Alan, answer that after you answer this. I'm going to agree with you to an extent, but I'm going to disagree with you in this regard. I do think that the universities care about academics when it comes to academically gifted kids. That's why they give scholarships to kids with a 4.6 or a 4.8 GPA, which was unattainable when I was in school. They do that because these kids are smart. They kick up the GPA average. And as the GPA average of your school goes higher, the more you can charge for tuition because you become more elite.
That grows in the brochure. So you put all those things in the brochure.
So I do think that they do care about academics when it comes to the kids who are there for academics. Now, to your point, Alan, about athletics, and this is the not-so-secret, dirty secret of university sports. Do you think, and I love Bill Self, I love KU, I'm going to see a Nebraska football game tomorrow. Do you think that Scott Frost, the head coach of the University of Nebraska, gives one red hot damn if those kids actually graduate from the University of Nebraska?
No, I don't. And I think to further the point, you get a celebrity in your school, does that not draw flocks of kids to enroll?
Of course it does. Do you think Scott Frost doesn't wear his championship ring when he goes on a recruiting meeting? And I love Scott Frost. I love the University of Nebraska. I'm wearing a Nebraska shirt right now. Do you think Bill Self really cares if you're one and done? No.
He wants a championship. I think they would prefer the kids stay and get a degree, they are in the business of wins. It is a business, and their business is wins.
That's right. Their business is winning championships. Bill Self knows if he doesn't win the Big 12 championship, if he doesn't win the national championship, he's looking for another job. He doesn't care if these kids graduate.
You guys both said it. You said this business. This business. When you change a university to a business, you lower the value of education no matter what, and that is a huge issue in this country, and that's why things like this happen. Yes, she was wrong, but I'll tell you right now, there are tons and tons of people pushing, buying buildings for universities, and all of a sudden their kid gets to go there. Yeah. They're putting in foundations and things, and all of a sudden their kid gets to. This has been going on since we've been allowed to have universities make profit.
But Alan, not to be the disagreeer here, but maybe you and I are going to have to disagree. It is because of these one and done kids whose education, let's be honest, nobody in the stands really cares about. It's because of the one and done kids that you can keep, even though tuition is way too high. It brings in money to the university, which keeps tuition lower and affords the buildings that your kids study in.
Well, but to Alan's point, Scott, I think it was USC. One of the schools, it turns out in all of the deposition material that was released, put a star by students' names during the admission process whose families were donors of certain affluence. Mm. You would get a little gold star. They even had little letters for it. If you donated over $250,000, if you donated over $500,000, you got a little star by your name through the admissions process. Mm. This is a business.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.